Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning to you, Kat. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Doing good so far?
Yeah.
Feeling like you're in the swing of things here?
I think so. It's been, you know, I had like a month off of being here.
Yeah, true.
And then I just did radio with you, across the room.
Yeah.
I feel like we're good. I feel good for now.
We're good. I'm glad to hear that because we got a lot to do today.
Okay, you're putting me to work. I love it.
Yes, I apologize. I did mean to warn you about that. But of course, to listeners out there, you guys have been listening to us for a while. You know that we're going to be taking the next couple of days off. Our staff is going to have the next 2 days off. That does mean that we have some original programming still for you that we'll be playing. We just won't be here for it. Mm-hmm. We'll be here on the radio present, but we won't be in the building present.
Don't come in.
Does mean that our building will be closed the next couple of days. Keep that in mind as well as we're talking today. But we got a lot to do because we're not here on Thursday and Friday. We got things we got to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So usually on Friday we do our star of the day and Misty's menu and all that. We're doing all that today.
Oh, boom. Got it all. All right.
Thursdays, we usually have our pet of the week. Well, of course, we can't do that. So we're going to do that today, too.
Yes. I've been wanting to do the pet, but I'm never here on Thursdays.
Yes. Well, and you're here. You're here for it.
Yes.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We have got our all that going on. And, of course, we kick off every show with our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley, joining us. How are you doing, Paul?
Doing well. How about you guys there?
We're doing good. Paul, what has Mother Nature got in store for us for Thanksgiving?
You know, looking quiet, just colder to Thanksgiving and into the weekend beyond. But, looking great for travel around the region and kind of settle into Thanksgiving with some milder weather for today in comparison to how things kind of shape up as we get into Friday and Saturday. But not much in the way of any precip chances. Except maybe some flurries, snow shower chance perhaps on Sunday. But in the meantime, mid-40s today with some sunshine. Southwest wind 10 to 15. Upper 20s, partly cloudy skies tonight. And then on Thanksgiving, high at about 37 with some sun and a northwest wind 10 to 15. 15 on Thursday night, low 30s, some sun Friday. And then back to 18 Friday night. Partly sunny Saturday, 33, 23, some clouds Saturday night, maybe a few flurries or snow showers on Sunday, just some clouds and mid-30s otherwise, and highs still about the low 30s Monday and Tuesday, so still pretty quiet going here into early next week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a little bit more of the average temps come back next week, Paul?
Yeah, and you're going to feel more seasonal tomorrow here for us. So, we'll kind of say it's sitting average pocket here for a while. Yeah.
Got any fun plans for Thanksgiving?
Working, but I also got the afternoon to get out and got some family that'll be hosting the meal, so in town.
Well, we appreciate you working, Paul. We appreciate the work that you and the Weather Eye Center does. We are very thankful for all of you and your team over there. You say hi and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk again on Monday.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys, too. It's always fun having our morning chats. And are you going to be back on Friday?
We will actually be back on Monday. So
okay.
We'll talk all again right. on Monday.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving to everybody over there.
You too, Paul. We'll talk soon. Best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We appreciate our team over there. Great people. Mm-hmm. Great people. We've been working with them for years.
I like that you asked if he has any fun plans, and he mentioned that he's working.
Yeah.
So he obviously likes what he does. He's good at it.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I'm used to, this is actually weird for me not being here on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to being in the building or at least around and everything. It's very different for me not working on a holiday.
Yeah.
I do bring this up, though, in part because we do say a shout-out to all the people who will be working tomorrow, the workers. And that extends to Friday as well. Mm-hmm. We have Small Business Saturday going on and a Shop Small weekend and all of these things happening. Going to be doing a lot of retail shopping. Be good to each other. Treat each other with some respect out there. And certainly treat the retail workers and the people working the registers and that with some respect.
Always.
and you always treat them that way at Family Natural Foods. We know that. You guys are going to be open on Friday?
We are. We're open on Friday and Saturday. Right. Friday's 9 to 6. Saturday's 9 to 4. Yeah, come on in. We're going to do some small business talk and chat. And what do we have going on? We have our essential oils on Friday will all be on sale and Saturday. And we have our Von Voss oils and vinegars are going to be on sale Friday and Saturday. Mm. Those are so tasty and delicious. And if you want, you can pick them up now and you can enjoy them for Thanksgiving, bring them as a gift, but you can also get them on sale today all through Saturday. So great time to enjoy.
It's a really good gift idea. Something like that, if you were to buy it now, it's still okay come December?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Vinegars, I mean, I think they get better with age.
Yeah, actually, kind of, yeah, they do, don't they?
Oils, on the other hand, will completely be fine, yes. But I would say oils are about like a six-month shelf life for that. But yeah, you have plenty of time, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe even a year. I think I've had stuff for a year and it was fine. But
I know I have, yeah. I've had at least one that I can think of that has lasted that long. And we talked about this a bit on Midday Magazine yesterday. I encourage people to check out that interview with Stephen and Katrina. Mm-hmm. You can do that at civicmedia.us/shows. We talked about some of the things you have guys got going on over there, but you're also a part of Small Business Saturday. With the chamber and everything, and want to make sure that people know that, not only so they can get their passport filled out, but they can stop by, say hi, and you know, wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, we have the passports at the store, so you can get them, but through the 25th, from the 25th of November to the 28th, you can shop small and come in through our store, and we'll like stamp your little passport, and then you can win different prizes that you send your passport into the chamber. So that's a great thing to do. Come in, shop with us, enjoy, whether it's now or it's later to come. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to just be this time frame. We have all sorts of fun little gift things and more that will be coming in the next couple weeks too. And then, James, I just want to mention our presentation we have coming up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be next Tuesday, the 28th, from 5:15 until probably like it's about an hour. I'm really excited. We're going to talk about the secret medicine, herbal medicine of India. And we have a close relationship to it now because Steve and I are super fortunate, super thankful, right? We're talking about a lot of gratitude and thankful with Thanksgiving coming up. So thankful that we had a chance to go to India with Terry Lemron, maker of Terry Natural Products.
Yeah.
That alone is amazing.
That's
right there.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
But we got to learn firsthand about all these really amazing herbs. And we're going to talk about it on Tuesday. We're going to talk about these herbs and this like things we knew about, but now like these other deeper rooted information that we know now.
Yeah.
And how amazing the company is that Terry works with. And a little bit of like a travel log. Like we'll show some of our pictures and just like the random adventures in India. So I'm really excited about that. So everybody should come. It's going to be at 5:15 this coming Tuesday, the 28th.
It's going to have a lot of great information in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And certainly all of that is good. It also, I was thinking about this yesterday after we talked, you, Stephen, and I. It's also going to maybe give people an incentive to want to do a trip like that themselves and maybe encourage them to make a trip like that. You know, there's places where we think since we were kids, we've dreamed of going. And then there's places we don't even think about. It's a big world.
It's a huge world.
It's kind of cool to have that part of it, too.
Yeah, and it's something that Stephen and I do have a passion for travel. So I think it'll be fun. It was really fun traveling with Stephen. Like, I've been a business partner with him for 9 years. I've grown up with him since I was born, you know, and it was a fun, even deepening, wonderful part of a relationship to have.
Good.
So, and he's a good travel buddy.
I also lost a bet with your parents. I wasn't sure which one of you was going to come back. I didn't know if you'd both make it back. I didn't know. So I lost that bet.
Well, who'd you bet on?
Oh, I bet on you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I got like kids to come back to,
I made darn sure of it that it was clear because I thought that Steve and the wife, they might take off or they might, you know. Also, didn't know, you know, what kind of advice what kind of stories and what kind of things you might bring back, information, all that. Mm-hmm. We'll find out on Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a really fun time. And as Katrina was mentioning there, our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce want to remind you about Small Business Saturday going on this weekend. This kicks off Saturday through Tuesday, November 28th. You can get a passport, have that checked off, mail it in when you're done, and you will win some prizes possibly. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's really great.
You're also going to be able to get this passport and see businesses on there that maybe you haven't been to in a while, businesses that you haven't even thought of maybe going to or you didn't know about or something. It's a great opportunity to buy local, support local with businesses that put back into our community. It's a big deal to us. It's important to us around here. It's one of our main things. So we encourage you to be a part of this. You can get those passports at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Otherwise, you can go ahead and stop by any of these businesses. You have them over there at Family Natural
Foods. Yeah, we have them there.
Encourage you to stop there. Family Natural Foods will be opening their doors in a little less than an hour. Go join them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 423-3120. That's 715-423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow. I wanted to get into this. We've got like a bunch of like leftovers kind of when it comes to Thanksgiving stuff.
Thanksgiving leftovers. Let's talk.
Thanksgiving notes, Thanksgiving other stuff. So we'll get to a bunch of this stuff when we have time throughout the day. Reminder that we'll have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit after Melissa in our state news, our local in our state news. We are going to have ourselves our star of the day. We're going to have fun with that. Real good. That's going to be a real fun time. So we'll have our star of the day. And then after that, I'm seeing that, we will have our word of the week with Phil Hartley, who joins us every Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing.
We are packing it in. I love it.
Got a lot to get to. So let's touch on some of these Thanksgiving extras that we have.
Okay.
To get you warmed up, a website put out a Thanksgiving-themed Would You Rather poll with some silly debates. And this is kind of a fun thing that they put together here. So
I like that.
Would you rather spend Thanksgiving with your mom's side of the family or your dad's? More than 10,000 people responded, and two-thirds said 67% would pick their mom's, and the rest, of course, the dad's. These fun kind of debates. Now, I would not encourage people to have these debates with your family.
No, I was right. It's like picking sides. Like, that's like, hard.
The last thing we need a part of Thanksgiving is anything to create any divisiveness or anything like that. Would you rather work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday? 66% of people said they'd rather work on Black Friday.
Oh, interesting.
It is. Yeah. Turkey or ham? 72% said turkey. I get that, yeah.
Tradition. Yeah, half of it is that, I think.
Yeah. Canned cranberry or homemade cranberry?
Oh, homemade. Come on.
Yeah. 71% agree with you. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Overwhelmingly, yeah. Would you rather cook the Thanksgiving meal or clean up afterwards? 77% would rather cook.
What would you do?
I would rather cook, but I've always been a cleaner. I've always been one of the people that cleans afterwards and everything. That's always been what I do. I don't mind cooking. I like the cooking part, but and I don't mind the cleaning part usually because I'm full.
Yeah,
so it's like, not a big deal.
You're like meditating, just like dishes.
You're just going through the motions, really.
Yeah, you're too full to think.
Plus, there's always family around or somebody talking your ear off or something like that.
Need a break.
You're not really that focused on it. You're getting the work done. But, here's an interesting one. Do you dress up for Thanksgiving or wear comfortable clothes? That's an interesting one. 56% say that they wear comfy clothes. I think our family has always tried to find that sweet spot, that balance between the two.
Jeans with a nice shirt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it's not that. I will admit, on Christmas, it tends to be a little bit more nicer clothes, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But even still, my family has never really put on airs. It's never really been about, you know, wearing Versace to a holiday party or something
Do
like that.
Do you have
that.
Versace?
No. I can't even think about that. Like I'm in such a different bank account, you know, in price range with that kind of stuff.
You know what? I don't even want it, even if I was.
I wouldn't. I was looking at a pair of shoes like that the other day. I was looking at a pair of shoes that like, I'm sorry. It was a jacket. I saw a jacket. And I'm like, that's a cool winter jacket. It's orange, got some blue in it. It looks really cool. I'm like, $500. Like, no. I can't spend $500 on a winter jacket. Right. Like, I can't imagine doing it. Even if I have the the money to do it, mm-hmm. I can't see doing mm-hmm. it. I wouldn't make a good rich person. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I'd be one of these people that doesn't know what to do with their money and giving most of it to charities and stuff, which would be good.
Yeah.
But then I think that I would hit a spot where it dawned on me that I've got more money than I've ever had, and I'd just like waste it. Mm-hmm. Well, the charity thing, definitely. I got my mom's voice in the back of my head on that one, but I definitely would waste it on some very silly things. A ball pit for adults.
Perfect.
Just a community ball pit, you know, that you're having a stressful day, you need to relax, go to the adult ball pit. There's a kid one and there's an adult one.
You should try up in your game now and do a trampoline park, adults or kids.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I like that bouncy house for adults, and, you know, I like this. See, this, I would waste my money on waste. Would you rather host a Thanksgiving dinner or attend one? 72% said that they'd prefer not to host.
Makes sense. You have to do a lot of cleanup ahead of time.
Yeah.
And after.
Have you ever hosted a Thanksgiving?
I have. And our host is small currently. Hmm. And we had to pack like, I don't know, like 30 of us in our house. And it was like, we didn't have good table space, et cetera. Mm. We only did that once. So we're like, let's wait till our addition is maybe finished. Yeah, yeah. And then maybe we can talk about that.
My mom and dad had the same thing. They hosted once, same type of thing, 60 people in a small house and everything. But they were so thankful they get to host it at least once. Yeah. They got to at least do it once. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Apple or pumpkin pie? This is something that our friend Seth struggles with every Thanksgiving. He just sits there in front of both of these pies, undeciding, like, which one do I start with? I don't know.
Apple pumpkin. Maybe mix it together.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That might be weird.
This is weird to me. 56% of people said apple. Mm. I expected pumpkin on that right away.
Hmm. Yeah, but in general, if you're talking, like, Thanksgiving, maybe it's more pumpkin, right? Thanksgiving, I think of really just pumpkin for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But like in general, apple pie.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a sucker for pumpkin pie. I will eat pumpkin pie every day of the year. I don't care what's going on.
Nice.
And napping after Thanksgiving dinner or staying active. 70% of people said that they're probably going to need a nap after Thanksgiving. Yeah. That tryptophan
or whatever. Yeah.
It hits you hard. Whatever you're doing, be thankful and enjoy your friends, your family, and everything that you're up to. We will get into some more stuff Thanksgiving-wise. Otherwise, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. That is right around the corner. We'll be getting into that. And a little after that, our state and local news. We'll have our Star of the Day, our Word of the Week, and plenty more for you lined up on The Morning Show with Kat and James here at WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
No.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Woo-hoo. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. You don't have to leave. Oh, he's gone. He lies.
Oh, man. That was great, though.
He stops by. He's really nice of him. He doesn't have to do it live. I tell him we could record this, but he wants to do it live. It's nice of him. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. We appreciate. We call him Mr. Brooks. So we're not that formal with him yet.
Yes.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Now, got a quick note from them on their Facebook page that I wanted to note real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just going to read this right from them. Wishing you all a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. We will be closed Wednesday, November 23rd through Friday, November 25th. We look forward to seeing you over the weekend. So be sure to join our friends at Misty's over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Get yourself that pie and that great meals.
Yeah.
You can't have a cup of coffee and not enjoy yourself there.
Mm-mm.
Great people. Great place. Enjoy yourself over at Misty's Menu. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Want to celebrate with you? Get them to us. info@WFHR.com. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way they can do this. Mm-hmm. Morse code. No.
Telepathic?
No. Oh, telepathy. We haven't tried that one. Go ahead and try it, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Give it a shot. Or you could probably call in. That might work, too. You can call in 715-424-2600. Actually, now that I think about it, that's probably the best way to do this.
Best.
You know, we got a lot to do today. Yeah. Might be a little faster that way. So call up 715-424-2600. If you happen to forget a birthday or anniversary, get it to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just celebrating today. We are celebrating all the way to Saturday and Sunday. I'm sorry, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday here, so we've got a lot of days to get to.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
Katrina, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier there, so we can go ahead. And I'm just going to mark these down for because we got a couple of ones and twos. Then I need a one or a three.
Three.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we're good. Okay, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tim Stainbrook.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Tim, have a great day. Enjoy it. We hope it's a good one for you. That's a great name, Stainbrook. I like
Stainbrook,
that. It's a good
I like
name.
It.
Good name. And our qualifier today, Judith Hine.
Yay, Judith. So I have a special mention to Judith.
Oh.
Judith works at the store. I gave you guys this name.
Yeah, yeah. That is wild. I did not know. I knew Judith worked at the store. I didn't put it together. I didn't know her last name.
Well, great. Yeah, you only know certain parts of it. So Judith is my aunt as well.
Oh.
And she was worked for my dad on and off. And she's awesome. She brings the fun.
Yeah.
She is a person that brings the fun. She's extremely creative. Mm. I love her visions that she comes up with. And she's one of the most spontaneous souls, and I love her. She is just a sweet human, and she's always hardworking with what she does. So happy birthday, Judith.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, very happy birthday to you, Judith. And Katrina couldn't see the list here or anything, so you didn't know where I was picking or anything like that. That's awesome. That's funny how that worked. That's great. We wish a happy birthday tomorrow to a good friend of ours, Alan Ross.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Al, many of you might know from working at the mill for many, many years, or you might have met him or seen him on the WRCT stage. Al has acted over there for quite a few years. I don't know if he's been there for a while. It's been a little while, but that's how I met Al, and great man, great person.
Nice.
Happy birthdays on Friday to Carrie Breeze.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Old high school friend of mine.
Nice.
Wishing you a great day, Carrie. Hope you have a great one. And our qualifier on Friday, Casey Joe Benner.
Happy birthday, Casey Joe.
Enjoy, Casey. Hope it's a good one for you. And we go on to Saturday because we got two more days
after
all that.
I love it. I love birthdays. Let's just keep it going.
This is fun. This is fun. Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to Amanda Fuller.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Hope it's a great day for you, Mandy. And we wish a happy birthday to a good friend of ours all around here, Jack Fayville.
Yeah, Jack. Happy day.
Jack, of course, the other half of Connie and Jack Fayvilles.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to Connie for many, many years on the airwaves here when she was representing FRM and helping us with FRM Fridays. Jack and Connie and the along with Ben and the great band Goats and Trees, one of my favorite local bands, and
yes.
I cannot stress that enough. One of my favorite local bands. I love that band. Jack is one of my one of those people I see and I just smile.
Yeah,
I just like talking to Jack. I like being around him. Him and I we're taking turns for a couple of years emceeing FRM Friends of Rapids Music Festival.
Yeah,
the
that's
FRM
great.
Fest. Good guy, really good guy, incredibly talented musician too. I want to escape past that. Very good musician. And a good MC, too. Very good MC, too. Doesn't give himself credit for it. He was good at the MC stuff. Did a really good job.
MCing. You should do more MCing. It's kind of radio, but with an audience.
I enjoy it. I used to do a lot more of it back in my classic rock days when we do, you know, all your local bands, basically,
sure.
I've introduced.
Yeah.
Vic Ferrari, a lot of those. God, I'm thinking of all these old bands. But it's something in the Yo-Yos. Oh, what am I thinking? All of them, basically.
Yes,
and
all of them.
MC'd for all of them. And very thankful, too.
Awesome.
A lot of fun. MC work is a lot of fun. And our qualifiers on Saturday, we wish a happy anniversary to Jerry and Amanda Fuller.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't Amanda Fuller on that list before?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Amanda
birthday,
is on there twice.
A birthday and an anniversary. Way to just get all the celebrating in one weekend.
Well, Amanda saw that, hey, how can I make sure that I win on Saturday? I'm going to make sure. That's the whole reason they got married on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to, like, let's celebrate Thanksgiving, my birthday, and then we got an anniversary.
Just going to get it all out of the way.
I love it.
Check. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Yes.
That's going to be a fun weekend. And on Sunday, we first off wish Pam's nephew's wife, Betsy Faish, out of Shiocton, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Betsy.
Happy birthday, Betsy.
And we wish a happy birthday on Sunday to our qualifier, Patrick Young.
Yeah, happy birthday, Patrick.
Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you, man. Just take a quick glance through our celebrity birthdays here. For today, Mark Ruffalo and Scarlett Johansson celebrating birthdays. Scarlett is 39. Mark is 56. Both of them in the MCU and both very good actors. Mark Ruffalo, really, really solid actor. I've never seen him do bad work. I think Scarlett Johansson's one of the 50 best actors in the world.
Yes.
And I know 50, well, 50, that's not that great. There's a lot of actors.
There's a lot.
There's
yes.
a lot of them.
Yes.
Saying that she's top 50 mm-hmm. is one of the bigger compliments I feel like I can give her. Mm-hmm. Very talented actor. Mm-hmm. Very talented. Let's see here. And then we move on to... okay, so for today still, we're still on today. We wish a happy birthday to Jamie Lee Curtis, 65 for Jamie Lee.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. That 65,
is,
wow.
That's cool.
Billie Jean King is 80, tennis legend.
Mm.
One of the greats. One of the greatest directors of all time, Terry Gilliam, born on this day, 83 years young for him. Monty Python writer and animator. Mm-hmm. He is the brilliant mind behind Time Bandits, Brazil, 12 Monkeys, The Holy Grail, Meaning of Life, of course, all of the Monty Python movies. My favorite Terry Gilliam movie is also possibly one of my favorite top three favorite movies of all time, The Fisher King, starring
yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I love that movie. I don't say it like it's a great, great movie. I'm not saying like it's a perfect movie. It's just,
right.
for me, is one of those movies that I just love so
yes.
much and I never get tired of.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because of, obviously, the brilliance of Robin Williams, and I'm a sucker for.
Yes.
But Terry Gilliam's amazing directing and the combination of those two working together.
Mm-hmm.
That I think it's one of the better pairings, and I really wish that they had gotten to work together more.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Dangerfield would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow or today.
Right.
I mean, boy, the poor guy, he still gets no respect. I got his birthday mixed up. A guy said it yesterday. No respect over here. No respect. Also, the Triple Lindy. Rodney Dangerfield, very famous for, of course. Back to School. I was a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a movie he was in, he did it. tomorrow would have been celebrating birthdays to... I got the wrong thing here. Got the wrong thing. Darn it. This computer.
Okay,
this is the second day in a row this computer has done this to
it's
me.
It's okay. We're getting dates. We got this.
We'll
highlight some great birthdays coming up here.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah. You know, we already did. We got all of our local birthdays in. We're good. We're good. We got a lot to do today. We'll keep moving. We're going to get out of the way. We'll come back after our state and local news with our star of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little after that, we'll have our word of the week, our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Katrina and I are about to do is play a quote from a famous Thanksgiving movie. You guys call up 715-424-2600. You get the answer right. You haven't won anything in 30 days. Boom. Just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Mm-hmm.
That's two adult meals. That's two kid meals. That's a meal you don't have to cover.
That's amazing.
There's only one thing better than Culvers. Free Culvers. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's the end of the list. That's
mm-hmm.
the only thing better. So let's go ahead and do this, Katrina. And again, we haven't gotten to do this in a while where we played a quote from a movie.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing the theme song thing for a while there with TV theme songs
yeah.
and stuff. So we're going to have a little fun with this one and do something a little different. Now, I'm going to help you guys out there a little bit, although I don't think you need it because I just told you I'm doing a Thanksgiving movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Thanksgiving movies.
Not a lot of them.
Not a lot of them. And I think that I'm pulling from the most famous one there is. So let's go ahead and see if anybody can get this. Again, call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Tell us what movie this is from.
Oh. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Oh, it's such a classic line. It's such a good line. It's such a good line. Oh, let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Good morning. Is it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes, it
nice.
Is. Nicely done. Nicely done. Let's make it official here. There we go. Now it's official. Oh, well done. Did you know that one right away?
Oh, yes, I did. I love that movie.
I have to watch it every Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I have to. It may be my favorite John Candy movie. It might be. It might be. That's saying something because I love that man.
Yeah.
I miss him every day. I love that movie so darn much. What's your first name, hon?
Chris,
thank you so much for listening and all that. Chris, are you where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph. All right. We haven't had a Rudolph winner in a while. That's awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. Chris, do you have any fun plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm getting together with my family, and my sister-in-law is making our favorite lasagna.
Oh, woo-hoo! Nice. Oh, okay. So what time should I be over, Chris?
Yeah,
what
we'll
time?
Be there.
What mm-hmm. time do you want Kat and I to show up?
We'll see if there are any leftovers.
Sounds good. That sounds good. Thank you so much, Chris, for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but you're our star of the day.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. That was awesome. I was a little nervous because we haven't done a quote in a while, mm-hmm. so I wasn't sure if... But I know our audience is going to come
so
through.
Good.
And that movie,
mm-hmm.
that movie, it's one of those ones that's... I don't think it really has a shelf life.
Mm-mm.
There's certain movies that even younger generations get into and enjoy. I brought it up with my students yesterday, and they just hit the ground laughing right away. They knew immediately what I was talking about. I told them what I was going to be using for the star of the day thing and stuff. And we were trying to get done with class really quick so everybody could go back, you know, go to their families and all that. We wasted a good 10 minutes just rambling, doing quotes from the movie. One of the funniest scenes of all time is the highway scene
mm-hmm.
where they're going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Steve Martin looks over at John Candy. And John Candy's got this little cheap devil costume on. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about that I...
yes.
I can't keep mm-hmm. it together. It gets me every time. Every time. I love that movie. Big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. A big shout out to them. We wish them a happy Thanksgiving. Get some Culvers in your life. Buy local. Support local. We appreciate them over there. And we'll have another star of the day for you next Friday. Friday mm-hmm. we'll do that. For now, we're going to get out of the way. We will talk to Chris. And when we come back, we'll be talking to our friend Phil Hartley with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes. And I'm sticking to a crystal mind. And a gentle feeling, chicken chocolate in the base of my spine.
Chicka cherry cola.
That's it. It's all we know. All we know from that song.
I was waiting for it.
You just gotta wait for it. That's all that matters. After that, the song doesn't even matter.
Yes.
Like after that, it's like they don't care about the refrain. Anything else? Just get to that mm-hmm. part.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Great.
I feel like we need to give our extra energy. Thanks to Chris.
Yes.
She just pumped us up even more. Chris, you are awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. That was awesome.
That was so
great.
Fun.
I love getting winners always,
mm-hmm.
but it's so much more fun when the winner is happy to win.
Yeah, we had fun.
Really good feeling.
Chris, you're great. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Chris. Appreciate it. We got a bunch of stuff to get to yet this hour. We're, of course, going to be joined any moment by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing. I'm going to get your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil Hartley joined us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. I wanted to touch on, get to a quick topic here if we could.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Let's do this. How many people, most people call Thanksgiving meal dinner, but it's usually an all-day thing.
Yes.
Many hours cooking, many hours eating, napping, all these other things.
Yeah.
But despite the all-day vibe, and even with the super early birds out there, no one is gathering at the table before noon.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll asked when people usually start eating their Thanksgiving meal,
mm-hmm.
which I think is one of the more...
That's a great question.
It really is. And I know that most of us, at a certain age, you've experienced Thanksgiving outside of your home. Maybe
mm-hmm.
your significant others mm-hmm. or a friend's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even another relative's hosting Thanksgiving or something. That everything changes. You know, mm-hmm. they're going to eat at a different time or something like that. So I think this is one of those ones that we have like a little this survey in our own head, collecting of data of mm-hmm. all the places we've been. And whether we realize it or not, we kind of keep track of this stuff. So this new poll asked when people were eating and when they usually start eating Thanksgiving meal. And most common time is between 4 and 5. 14% of people said mm-hmm. that hour.
Sure.
But the entire afternoon works for most people. 13% said at the 3 o'clock hour. Another 13% said 2. And 11% said 1. 23% of people picked between 5 and 6 or 7 hours, and that it really trails off. 3% said 8, 1% said 9. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some people eating pretty late because mm-hmm. they work late, or they right. had to work a shift today, and
yeah.
their family's waiting for them. We used to do that with my dad. My family did that 1 year for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's nice. What time is your normal for if you're going to gather for Thanksgiving?
My Nana and Papa, whenever they hosted, it was always about 2. Mm-hmm. It was like 1 or 2, unless the game at noon was important to my papa and my dad mm-hmm. and I. It was after the game. And also, it never, and I feel so bad for this, but it never was the time that Nana would say it was. Like, oh, we're going to eat at 2. And it's always like 2:30, 2:45 oh, yeah. or something
right,
like that.
For
because
sure.
there's, you know, stuff happens.
People come late, et cetera.
How mm-hmm. about for you guys?
Yeah, we're in the 11th percent. Like you all,
nice,
because
nice.
We're my family. It's like usually we eat at 1. We gather at 12:30 and we eat at like 1. Mm. That's the norm, even for Christmas too. That's what our norm is too.
I noticed that with our family also. Our Thanksgiving tradition is very similar to the Christmas one as far as timing and all that.
Yeah.
On the early side, 9% sit at the table during the noon hour, which is a big accomplishment because 0% of people said that they're eating before noon.
Yes, right.
So I don't know where that one came from. I'm not sure how that one works out, but that's a fun thing to think about, you know. I don't really think we take a whole lot of time with that, but again, I do think we kind of collect that data the more places we visit. Every Wednesday we are joined by our good friends from Quality Post Printing with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joining us right now. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Case. I'm so sorry I'm a few minutes late.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you being able to join us, man. What is our wicked awesome word for today?
So going with the festivities, having a parade today, I found a word I thought would be a good fit and fun to say.
Yeah.
Jubilee.
Oh,
jubilee.
Yes, great word. Great word.
J-U-B-I-L-E-E.
Oh.
It just means that, you know, festivities or a special anniversary of an event or, you know, something fun like that.
Yeah, yeah. Jubilees are great.
Jubilee's great.
I don't think I've ever been to a Jubilee, but I want to.
Maybe
I want
we
to.
Should make a Jubilee happen. Everyone.
Yes, yes. We'll do it. We'll do it. We're
going to
do it. Yes. We will combine forces and we will make that happen. That's a great word, Phil. Good choice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, it's to be, I just figured with the old rekindle the spirit thing going on.
Yeah, Phil, let's.
Good fit.
Let's talk about that real quick, because I don't want to keep you too long, man. I know how busy you are, and especially with the parade tonight. Can you tell everybody what you'll be doing as a part of the parade and at the parade?
Well, first of all, we're going through the float of the year.
Yeah. We'll be rooting for you.
The vote. I just want to put the word out.
Yeah.
No, we're really happy. We've been working on our season of giving coloring books that we give out every it's every year. This is the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they're so great.
We printed a bunch of those off. We're going to be handing those out at the parade tonight. For the, all the kids in the audiences there, and looking forward to it. And again, we've done it a couple of years in a row, and we've raised, I think, $5,000 in sponsorships this year that we're going to be handing a check over to the United Way probably in December once I get everything collected. And so it's really a neat community project, really. It's not just us, but we're doing the printing and the designing and things like that, the binding. Yeah. But there have been a lot of local businesses chipping in to help defray the costs and be able to make this a something that we can give to the United Way as well.
It's one of the coolest things you guys do, and that is saying something, Phil, because you guys do a lot of great things for our community over there, Quality Plus, and I appreciate that. And the coloring books are great.
They're so fun.
You guys do such an awesome job with these things. Kids are going to love that. Getting candy, you know, from at the parade is cool and all. Getting a coloring book, that's a whole other level.
So cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And
that is going to be pretty
Phil,
cool.
Phil, my kids have used your coloring books, and they love them, so they're awesome. Keep up the good work.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. It's really anything when you hear that. You know, we've had some people come back in saying that we're doing them again. I said, oh, yeah, you know. And they're looking forward to it. So,
Phil, I also wanted to make sure to shout out Quality Plus Printing. You guys, of course, are a chamber member, and you're a part of Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we won't be open on Saturdays. This is the oxymoron. But we'll be open on the other days that you come in and get your stamp. And no, we just wanted to participate because I obviously small business here in Rapids, and we want to support other small businesses as well, and the Chamber, who I think do an excellent job of supporting small businesses. So, happy to be a part of it in our little small way, and if you come in, we'll get you a collarbone just for coming in.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a win-win right there. And you'll get your passport checked off there at stopping by Quality Plus. And you'll get to see their great sign, all those great things over there. Phil, we appreciate you guys so much and you joining us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What are your hours for the next couple of days, just so people know?
No, thanks, James. And yeah, we'll be closed the next 2 days celebrating Thanksgiving with our families. And but then back open Monday, 8 to 4, you know, normal hours start next week.
Very cool. Very cool.
Enjoy.
And we'll get ready for that together. We'll hang out again next Wednesday. But you guys are one of the things we are thankful for, Phil. We appreciate you. Wish a good Thanksgiving to you and yours, okay?
Same to you guys. Thanks so much. Take care.
You too. Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They're open right now. Get on over there with all your printing needs at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. You can, of course, follow them on social media, the great Facebook page. Not only do you keep up with all the good things that they're doing over there, but you can see usually see that cute baby.
Oh,
they,
I know, right?
They throw that in there every once in a while. That's awesome. Yeah, it's
good marketing.
Very, very good marketing. Very cute kid. Big thank you to Phil and the gang over there at Quality Plus for joining us. And be sure to stop by there when they're back open to get your passport checked off for Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. That is kicking off this Saturday. Be sure to enjoy, everybody. And I bring that up about buying local and supporting local and shopping local because Black Friday is a big part of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we could spend like 3 hours talking about should Black Friday be as big of a thing
right.
as it is, and should businesses give employees a day off, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
There's a long list of those kind of things. I have heard great conversations about that topic, and I've heard all points on it, mm-hmm. for against it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from a lot of small businesses out there that are very appreciative of Black Friday because
sure.
they seem to really do very good business
yeah.
that day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sides to this.
Mm-hmm.
So putting that aside, if you're doing any shopping on Black Friday this year, how's things going to look? What are the discounts going to be? All of that. A Black Friday poll found only 30% of us plan to shop online this year, and just 19% will go to actual stores. Another 25% said maybe for each of those, but roughly about half of that.
Mm.
If you are shopping, every website on the internet claims to have a list of best ideas or best deals. But here's some general info for you to keep in mind when going into this. This comes from WalletHub.com, and they do some pretty nice reporting when it comes to this stuff. They looked at how much cheaper things will be compared to what you'd normally get them on for, like at Amazon or something.
Mm-hmm.
They ranked them across 7 different categories, and here are the additional discounts they expect to see this weekend. Packaged goods. That's things that you use up, like laundry detergent, toilet paper, that kind of stuff. That stuff could be 35% cheaper than normal over the next couple of days.
That's good thinking about. I mean, we all use those things.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought about that. I always think of like the gifts and, you know, electronics,
yeah.
et cetera. It's like, no, actually, I use toilet paper.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean
every
that's
day.
Yeah, that's not that's a smart thing to be a smart time for a sale of that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clothing and accessories are up to 32% off, so a lot of that is a big time. A lot of that is going on sale right now too.
Yeah.
Clothing especially,
mm-hmm.
it seems like Black Friday like shop companies got really smart about that when it came to clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for maybe we all know a lot of people do their Christmas shopping on Black Friday, so
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of that, which you know a lot of people do. Christmas gifts oftentimes are clothes, and
right.
just seeing a tie
mm-hmm.
in there. Appliances, 28%, that those will be cheaper. Toys, 26% cheaper.
Hmm.
Computers and phones, 22%, and other electronics, 21%. And then furniture at 11%. I didn't think of the furniture part
either.
Not
furniture either. Hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Just don't expect everything to be on sale. They say that 35% of products won't be any cheaper than normal. I've noticed this with some companies. You know, it's only been a couple of years that we've been doing this. But I noticed that some of the conglomerates
mm-hmm.
have realized where they are in this.
Yes.
Like Amazon used to be really big about, oh, Black Friday deals.
Sales.
We're knocking
like,
everything half off
they're
or
like,
whatever.
No, we don't need to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're so big, we don't even need to do that anymore.
You guys need us all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of those kind of things. I think that this is all the more reason to go local. because I think more you're going to see more Black Friday deals and more things that are going to apply to your life much more locally.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the things that you use, the things that you do. Well, your community is the same way, your neighbors and all of that.
Yeah.
And those businesses know that. And so a lot of those businesses are doing a lot of the Black Friday thing this weekend or and throughout the whole weekend, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, there's nothing that I think of, oh, I'm going to wait all year and buy it on Black Friday.
Right.
I know a lot of people used to do stuff like that. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think there's more sales now throughout the year. You just have to find out when they are, not just on Black Friday like it was. I agree. I think Black Friday was a bigger thing. I think the only thing that gets me is there's like Black Friday and then Cyber Monday and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It's like there's too many of them. It used to just be one thing. Now it's like, I can't keep track. But like you, it's like there's lots of great local places that have different sales going on throughout mm-hmm. the year. So highlight those.
And everybody has to get ahead of themselves now. So it isn't even like the sales don't even start on Black Friday anymore.
Oh, it's
Black
a week
Friday,
ahead.
Early sales, you know, and it's June. And it's like, wait a minute, you can't do this in June.
No.
You can't have Black Friday sales in June. You can't,
exactly.
They go way early with this stuff.
Yes.
Everybody trying to get ahead of each other. I say do your thing.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about what other business. You got to pay attention to that stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. That's just smart business.
Right.
But do your thing and let other people worry about their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think if more businesses, I think we've seen the evidence. If more businesses do this, it's just better for them, better for the consumer, the mm-hmm. economy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't begrudge any business what they're doing, obviously, and I am no master at that stuff. But seems like, mm-hmm. I don't know. How about Thanksgiving foods that you can carry on a plane?
Ooh, yeah. That's good. Some people are traveling on Thanksgiving because it's cheaper to travel that day.
A lot of traveling going on. And honestly, even if you're not traveling, I was just kind of curious about this.
Yeah. Like, what are some foods?
Yeah. Just, I mean, we know by now most of you have flown and you know how it is. It's we are very smart with our flying nowadays and what you can bring on a plane and a lot of that. So food-wise, I've never brought any food on or off on a plane before.
Oh, well, I have. No,
yeah. Okay. Right on. So here are five foods you might not know you can carry on a plane. These are foods you can carry. A whole Thanksgiving turkey.
What?
That includes a raw, cooked, or frozen
bird. That's what
bird.
I was curious if it could be. Okay, interesting. I never, ever would have thought about that.
I wouldn't have either. You can also carry on other meats like ham.
Okay.
That's
raw
interesting.
Or?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Cooked or something.
Cooked.
I don't know. Stuffing. You can bring stuffing on.
I mean, are we talking like, I'm going to go to Florida for Thanksgiving and I'm going to bring the turkey because I raised it and so I butchered it. I have this raw turkey. It's in like two bags and it's literally my carry-on.
I think so. I mean, yeah.
Like, does it go past security checks? Do they have to like check the turkey? Is there anything in there?
From what I'm seeing here, according to the TSA. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is baffling me, everyone.
Me too. Green bean casserole. A casserole is okay as long as it's not too liquidy. Fresh fruits and vegetables. If you want to bring a bag of potatoes or several heads of broccoli, you can go for that and do that.
Wow.
Pies, homemade or store-bought. In general, most desserts are okay. Now, what about foods you can't carry on? If you're flying with them, they need to go in your checked luggage or you're not going to be able to bring them with you. You're going to have to throw them away.
Uh-huh.
Gravy. Even if it's thick or frozen, it's still a liquid. You have to check it.
No,
I don't,
just don't bring gravy, everybody, because
I mean,
you're going to get it on your like best shirt that's in your
luggage.
Yes,
yeah.
Just don't bring gravy.
Cranberry sauce, a very similar story, I would think. Maple syrup, it's thick, but it's still a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Really anything that's a liquid or liquidy, you know, I'm going to tell you, that's just not going to work. It's not going to work. And the most obvious one, alcohol. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, this is baffling me. Like, the funniest things, like, TSA gets upset about, like, you have a cord.
Right,
like,
yes.
A cell phone cord that should be in your checked luggage versus your carry-on.
Yeah.
But you can have a turkey that's raw?
Like, what? Going,
like, what?
What are we doing here? How does this work? How is... I don't understand
also,
anymore.
Also, I think this has to be domestic, because a lot of traveling outside of the U.S., they will not let you actually carry on meat, or, like, even a meat stick that's, you know, cured and packaged, etc. So I think that's probably just domestic flying.
I would triple check.
Yeah.
Like before
going. If you're going to bring your Thanksgiving turkey, you don't want anyone to be disappointed that they had to throw it in the garbage when you're going through security check.
They told me on the morning show that I could do this. Like, no, double check and triple check.
It's still baffling me. I never would have thought about that.
I wouldn't. This is a new one for me, too. It's quite interesting. Now I'm thinking about the idea of you get stuck on the plane and having Thanksgiving on a plane.
Yeah.
Then
you're prepared, I guess.
You're all set. If you're worried about that, this is a reason to bring the stuffing.
At least cook it ahead of time.
We will move out of the way and let CBS News and state and local news come in and do their thing. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Madison Rafter is going to join us with our Pet of the Week coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.